This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The economic forecasters looked at weak retail sales. They looked at slower growth, as calculated in the gross domestic product. They considered the tough winter weather last month. And still, the aggregate prediction is that in an hour and a half, the U.S. government will report moderate to strong job growth, perhaps 188,000 more people on payrolls, with the survey of households showing the unemployment rate holding steady at 5%. The experts, need we point out, can be wrong, and we'll be watching closely to see if wages went up much in January, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Productivity, how much stuff we make and services we provide for every hour of work we put in as a nation, rose just 0.3% in 2015. That is very, very weak, says economist Patrick Newport at IHS Global Insight.
We are seeing productivity growth rates less than 1/4 of what we were seeing in the 70 years before the Great Recession.
Productivity is closely tied to wages. Employers pay us more with the increased profits they can get from us being more efficient and productive. Right now, productivity and wages are both stuck, and one reason, says Josh Bivens at the Economic Policy Institute, is lack of investment by businesses.
They're not very convinced they should open new factories and build new hotels because the ones they have are not running at full capacity, and so they need to see more customers and more demand growth before they'll do that investment.
Businesses do have lots of cash on hand, so economists say productivity could improve if only the economy gets really hot again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.